Yo.
This is your boys.
Pew, pew. Pew, pow, 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 pow. Oh, let me retweet this. Let me retweet this shit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I didn't tag y'all. That's why. Shoot.
Nah, it's fine, bro. I'm going to retweet the shit that I tweeted earlier and, well, retweet it and say we live. Because it has the link to your Twitch, so.
Okay, bet. Oh, man. What a week.
What a fucking week.
How was your guys' week?
Let's
start there. Let's start there.
Actually, my week wasn't bad at all. Like, it got better towards the end. I remember in the last week, I was talking about how I felt like niggas was on. I was on edge and shit. Yeah. Now I'm kind of chilling right now.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I found your groove, man. That's how it is.
Yeah. I'm about to just get back into the content creation groove because now I got back into the better mood.
Mm-hmm. That's how it be, though. Once you get in your better moods, you got to get right back to the works.
That's a fact. Cause it's gonna it always shows, man. And I don't be wanting to like stream and shit when I'm in like that haze and that fuzzy haze where you like kind of don't care about shit. Cause then I won't really interact with people the right way.
Yep, same here. Same fucking here. My week was busy as fuck. It felt so long because it was just so much to do. Like I've been studying this TikTok shit, studying this YouTube shit, just relearning social media overall. Just to keep my skills brushed up. It's what I do for a living, plus it's what I'm trying to do for myself. So, you know what I mean? We got to learn this shit and really do it right. So, doing those classes, then doing my jobs. You know, I work like a Jamaican. I'm always doing two, three fucking things at one time. So, just being busy all week was the thing. But I'm having fun, though. That's the thing. It's not like it's crazy. It's just I be tired. I get mad tired.
Nah, I understand that. I definitely feel that.
It's like fun work, though. It's like nothing, like the work is nothing to complain about. I make my own hours and shit like that. But at the end of the day, it's still got to get work done. So, you know what I mean? It's just a lot of work. I said work mad times, I feel like, but that's what it is. But it's for a greater good, you feel me? Our future's got to be straight. So, niggas got to put the time in now because we took our 20s to bullshit.
Yeah. You know, like niggas made a lot of connections and shit, but. You gotta be more focused up now.
Oh yeah, definitely time to be more focused.
I told somebody the other day, I was like, man, one of these links that a nigga made between 18 and 30, one of them shit's gonna pay off eventually.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. How's your week been, Paul?
I'm working from home right now.
They about to shut down again, right?
I'll tell y'all why off air.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, my school was a little crazy with the vid last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been working from home.
Okay.
That, you know, crazy. Doing the same shit you doing just for another... This was something else, like, just been studying these stats and all this shit,
because
nigga done took some bad L's the last couple weeks, so yeah. I gotta get right. Gotta get right this week, for sure.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, so that's really been it.
That's a fact.
Just that. The week ain't been bad, though. Week been solid, man. I've been in the crib, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I've just been macking, you know? Just macking.
Yeah.
So, with you being in the schools, I guess, I'm going to ask, what's it looking like? Does it look like it's going to go back to remote learning overall, or you think they're just going to go case-by-case basis, like school by school?
You think they're going to be like, fuck it, we got to get this bread?
They're trying very hard to not go back that way, but shit, man, it is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy in there. I've heard mad people say it.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit I'm about to say. But yeah, it's crazy in there. It's hard as hell to keep kids aware of like what's going on while trying to be regular at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's ultimately what we're doing. We're trying to act like something's not going on while it's going on.
Right.
So it's hard as hell to socially distance kids.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Fanatics, you want to go do karate in the
rush? Yep. Hi, boy.
Hard as fuck, but I don't think they're gonna take it backwards though.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
I think it'd have to get really bad for them to do that.
Yeah. I would assume so. But let's get into this hate chant, man. What's up?
Hey.
Hear ye, hate is now in session. You are now rocking with the finest, the most luxurious, the most notorious, the most scrumptious haters you ever seen in your cotton picket life. And as usual, we are back in our individuals' haters' dens, kicking it, macking. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to the motivated brand, MH Apparel. Make sure you go get some shit from them, because I got some shit from them, and it's pretty dope. Let me see. Shout out to Fine Love Soon. Make sure y'all go support Fine Love Soon. You feel me? Shout out to my man Savage Owls. You heard my man Schmitty to Teddy. What's good? Who am I forgetting?
Shout out Superbot Cope. Shout out Hustle with a Goal.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Potluck Crew. Cool. Shout out my merch. I got my own merch. ColesonShow.com. Go check it out. Yeah, that's what I was. Palm, I know you got some people.
Y'all know the vibes, man.
Know the vibes.
I got on one of Shanae's shirts right now, too. Shout out.
Nice. Don't call me baby.
Oh, that's fire.
NYC. Should go hard.
That's what's up. Oh.
Oh, fuck, dog. What's that? Are we doing Hayes names this week?
Yeah, we could do haters names this week.
I think my hater name gonna be I'm gonna be Sang-woo, son.
Sang-woo?
From Squid Games. Okay. I think I'm gonna be Sang-woo.
Okay.
Well, as niggas was calling him Woo Shiesty.
Woo Shiesty.
Woo Shiesty is crazy. Calling a Korean nigga Woo Shiesty is fucking nuts. I'ma be Woo Shiesty this week.
Woo Shiesty is crazy. Woo Shiesty is insanity. Oh my god, I missed that. Bull.
Oh fuck. Yeah, somebody tweeted that shit. That was a good one.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a real good one. Woo Shiesty? Yeah. Yeah, that's one. Palm, what's good?
I'm gonna be Ben Simmons' bank account.
Mm. Oh damn, that's true.
That's fucked up.
Going in the negative.
That's what's up. I love negativity, man. My hater name is gonna be not me. Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Not me. I just want to see everybody win. Not me. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm just joking, but it's just funny to say though. Come on.
Dead ass.
It is hilarious to say. You have to admit that. I just want you to be happy for me. I don't know.
Not really.
I mean, it's cool, but fuck off. Fuck off. Alright, what's the first topic we getting into today, bro? What are we talking about? Oh, we getting it. Let's jump right into the Squid Game recap. No spoilers, just jokes.
No spoilers, just jokes. No spoilers, just jokes. Matter of fact, when Palm comes back, I do want to show him the trailer because I feel like Palm never really.
Oh, he never seen the Squid Game trailer?
Yeah, nah.
Nah, pull it up. I gotta go open the door real quick.
All right, cool. Y'all do y'all thing. Bam, let's see if I wonder if y'all are here. What up though, chat? I'ma just wait for everybody to come back. I'm basically be talking. What up, chat? How y'all feeling, man? Let's talk. Squid Game. Word, 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 word. Trey got to come back, though, and click watch stream. I just realized that. Like, so that the stream could actually see the trailer. If they only going to see is the square that says watch stream. But yeah, Squid Game is basically a bunch of broke-ass niggas. They got to do some crazy shit. Chilling, bro, frustrated at my stream. What happened, Snacks? What happened to your stream, man?
Your stream was amazing, bro. What the fuck happened?
What the fuck, dog? You clicked it, Trey?
Yeah, I just see us.
Yeah, I know. My
we're
bad.
Fucking, we're fucking wonderful.
We're beautiful. That's just crazy.
Like, I don't mind seeing us, but... Say,
but
I didn't want to.
But yeah, this is the Squid Game. I was going to say Squirt Game. What is this PlayStation called? Yo, exactly. That's how you get down. It's like a fake-ass PlayStation. Hold on. Pom would actually like this show a lot.
Yeah, you would. It's chaos, bro. It's just pure
chaos.
There's
so much chaos.
It's pure chaos.
지금 비자에 계신 여러분들은 모두 감당할 수 없는 빚을 지고 삶의 벼랑 끝에 서 계신 분들입니다. 게임에 참가를 원하지 않는 분은 지금 말씀해 주시길 바랍니다.
몰라.
무궁화 꽃이 피었습니다입니다.
그 옛날에 어릴 때 하던 거 말이에요?
This shit was crazy.
Shit was wild. But do we just love violence? I want to talk about that after why I think it's popular. Yeah, Squirt Games.
That is fucking sick. Yo,
they're sick motherfuckers, dog.
They are some of the sickest motherfuckers on the planet.
And I love
because
it.
Because the shit that they come up with cinematically is fucking outrageous.
It really is. Like, I'll be right back. I gotta go pick up this food. But y'all go ahead.
Hollywood in America needs to be ashamed of itself. That they got a fucking remake,
exactly,
and then make another one when they over in fucking Asia just making shit up on the whim.
Playing tag and shit, boy. Niggas they said, make hey, some fire out hey, of tag, nigga.
Niggas said, hey, listen, we gonna make niggas play tag and the loser get shot.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. And I loved every minute of it.
In an American, whatever they call those rooms, nigga would have been like, get this nigga the fuck out of here, please.
Yep.
He's talking dumb shit.
Yep. Yep.
He said shoot the people after they play tag.
And he talking about shooting people after they play tag. Can we talk about live action Aladdin or something?
Get this nigga a fucking raise. Nigga just said live action Aladdin. Were you smoking meth last night? Is that how you became a genius?
That's all it. But bro, like real talk though, like I watched it top to bottom, son. I know you'll like it. You're gonna like it because it's chaos, bro. It's just pure chaos. And I'm like, the simplicity of it is what makes it so crazy. Like, think of like, remember we used to play like, what was that shit? Homicide, suicide with the little handball. And nigga said, all right, cool, when we throw it up. If you drop it, though, you got to catch it. If you drop it, you know how you had to run, touch the gate before you get hit with the ball if you dropped it, right? Nah. You got to make it to the gate before.
You talking about... You wait,
unload this you, clip.
That's are you talking about suicide? Are you talking about Suicide's Squid Game?
Yes.
Like niggas is playing the handball, suicide with the handball?
Yeah, I was saying like, it, I think what's so dope about it is the fact that it's like so simple and it's like the games we used to play, but at like the highest of stakes. Like imagine playing suicide, but you got to make it to the gate. Not before you get hit with the ball, but before they let off a clip at you. Like, bruh.
Or well, not even a clip. They throwing grenades at you or some shit. Like, like, it's like, fuck, I got to get, fuck. Bruh. Damn, think about like freeze tag. Like in a very ridiculous way, like, nah, I can't fuck with none of that shit. That shit is a lot.
Cool. Look. All right, partner up, and of course you're gonna pick your man's to partner up. Niggas like, all right, cool. Y'all gotta play 1-on-1. Loser gotta smoke the other one.
Yo,
like, bro. Oh,
niggas be like, the game is numbers. Niggas be like, fuck.
Let me tell you, I'm not gonna hold you. I can't comply with no shit like this. Even if I signed up for it, I'm gonna be like, you know what? Going out with a bang. Yo, yeah. I'm linking up with other crazy niggas in there. Yo,
dead ass. Hey, yeah, we wildin'.
Hey, look, man. ain't near one of these Asians over 5'6", my nigga. Not one of them.
Not one.
Not one of them is over 5'6".
Actually, the one Asian nigga that's tall is probably over here with the crazy niggas.
Exactly. Only nigga we really got to worry about is the nigga with the mask. Listen here. If we get 10 of us, we could take 20 of them.
That's a fact. And if we could get their gun somehow, that's even crazier.
Listen.
That we even about the spot.
It's about to be a revolution before I play... 1-on-1 versus my nigga.
And that he gotta get smoked. Like, it's what the fuck happen. Is this?
Nah, we gonna have a revolution in there. Yo. They gonna lose a lot of officers. I'm gonna be like, look, man, negotiate.
Look, I gotta pull up the this nigga Mark and them just made the RDC Dream.
Yeah.
He just made a Black People's Squid Game, John.
Oh, yeah, pull that up.
That shit had me fucking dead. Because exactly what you're talking about is what happened. It's just in the opposite way. They was like, yo, team up, right? Mm-hmm. And then all the niggas clicked up. And then all the white people clicked up. And then they was just like, all right, basketball. And then all the niggas was like, yeah. Niggas started doing the layup line. I was fucking crying. They was like, yo, we don't know about y'all. Y'all white people going to have to do something. I don't know. Y'all going to have to do something. Like, we about to smoke y'all. That shit is crazy.
That's hilarious. Nah, that's funny. Those dudes are actually really, really
funny. They're actually funny.
Like, really funny. Like, they're really funny. Their anime skits, everything. Hilarious.
Also, how they move, man. They even move, like, very, very amazing. Yeah, very like, you know, Mark is obviously, you know, the leader. But at the same time, he give everybody love. Like, that shit is crazy.
I'm scared, bro. I don't want to die, man. Why are we in the gym?
I don't know. Fuck. The third game will be basketball.
Yes! Give me the ball! Give me the ball! Give me the ball!
Them?
Them?
He said, my fucking God.
Niggas are shredded.
Fucking warming up. Is this fair?
Niggas is warming up.
Come on.
Yo.
Come on, man. Come on. I know you want to. Look, he already open.
Look, he already open. Y'all dead. Yo, not him in the post. Yo, what the fuck? Hey, yes, sir.
Game point.
The dudes in the red cheering it on.
Yeah.
He played 7. Look.
I have a daughter. I literally have to get back home. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you've been double teaming.
I'm sorry. You've been double teaming me.
Got you.
Y'all dead.
Nah. Run it back. You gotta run back.
Well, you better double team.
He said, gotcha!
Look, gotcha!
Y'all dead. So, yo, that's basically the gist of the game.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, son.
Boy. Yo, that gave me a headache how funny that is.
Man. Yo, son, that, like, you better double team me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Squid, I'm not joining no type of Squid game. Like, I'm not willingly joining that shit. But I haven't.
We can't gloss over this. Like, I fell asleep, man, early yesterday. Wake up. Look at my timeline. Just, you know, to peek in, do your little sleep. There was a squirt mania going on in my timeline, led by someone on this Discord chat right now. And I put it in the back of my brain, like, I'm gonna ask this nigga about this squirt mania thing he had going on last night. What the fuck happened?
Last all right, time? All right, man. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. As a squirt influencer. That's my new job title. As a squirt influencer. I literally just, I think I tweeted something about Squid Games, and then somebody added me in, they made like a squirt games, like porn parody, I guess. Uh-huh. And they added me in it. And if y'all know me, y'all know my name is synonymous with Squirt Mania now. I won't explain that really further, but just know that the event is coming soon. And, yeah, I don't know. Just on the timeline, niggas started saying squirt games, and as the number one squirt influencer, I was like, let me just try to get some umbrella and poncho sponsorships. And let me start the process of Squirt Mania. And, yeah, nigga, I don't know. The street team was out yesterday. I didn't even, like, hit none of these people up to talk about it. They were talking about it on their own. That's pretty much it, man. I don't know. I don't even know how it even got this far. It started during Fleetnik. I will tell you that. That was when it was invented. But it's kind of gotten out of hand. Can't lie. I gotta get the LLC though.
Yeah, it's kind of how whole time getting rolled is bigger than me now.
Yeah, it like just gets like gigantic. It's like fuck. All right, well, I guess it's out there now.
Belongs to the streets.
It belongs to the streets. Literally. So fuck it. That and on you and Ninja Cuffin.
Oh yeah, Ninja Cuffin. Yeah, that shit did. Yeah, that shit took over.
I think it's hilarious how, you know, and this is literally niggas tooting their own horns. Fuck it. Sometimes you gotta not be humble, as in the words of Ray J. How niggas would just say a phrase and then that shit is just hot everywhere.
Hey man. Listen.
And then it's just everywhere.
I don't like, you know, you like I said, it's not to pat yourself on the back, but a lot of niggas talk like me from back in the day. Like, that shit be having me weak. I'd be like, yo, son, y'all niggas lucky.
If I was
still in the dickhead lane, I'll cook y'all niggas, because y'all not as much of a dickhead as me.
But I mean, people also want to hold on to that and don't be as funny. That's the only part.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, terms we came up with back in the day that people still use.
Hilarious.
That shit is so funny. Like, nigga,
that shit is hilarious.
That stole our whole fucking flow.
Yo, but it don't even matter because niggas, we're so tired of them.
Yeah, y'all can have those old shits, man. Like, we got new shits coming.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
We got new quotables coming. Don't worry, it's fine.
That shit is fine. It's don't worry.
Fine. I just came up with Dr. Oppie on a whim.
Dr. Oppie is fucking hilarious.
I was fighting Dr. Octopus. Dr. Oppie came out of nowhere. I got to get the Dr. Oppie shirts.
Dr. Oppie is fucking hilarious. Yeah, I forgot to. I said some shit the other day, and I was like, "Nah, that shit kind of hot."
Yeah, Dr. Octopus, man, that nigga's an op, nigga. Turned out to be an op.
Dr. Octopus is Octopus is fucking hilarious. Dr. Octopus, man. Yeah, he is an op.
He's an op,
sir. That shit is crazy.
What else?
Oh man.
Yeah, I had to ask you about that. I was, when I tell you, like, it was like that sleepy laugh, like,
like, what the fuck is happening, like, right
what
now,
what is
right?
going on? Why are all these niggas talking about?
Can I also be honest, though? Every time I, like, tweet about it, and then mad people join in, I be just as shocked as you. Like, I literally will, like, say, like, because you know how I work, like, when it comes to Twitter, like, it's just random fire thoughts and ideas, like,
yeah.
And then I usually don't even want to, like, dwell on that shit for too long. Like, I'll stay on it for, like, an hour and then dip. But it was, like, mad people were joining, and I was just like, oh, shit, all right, I guess.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
I guess this is happening.
I don't know how you can make Squirt Mania a thing, but you got
to. It's going to happen.
Make it a thing. Like, I don't know.
To maybe, make it a thing now.
Maybe like a summer water fight thing or something. You know
yeah,
what I'm
that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to turn it. I'm trying to. It needs to be. It needs to have like a public face and yeah. then the nasty face. You get what I'm saying? For the public face, we could probably do like a pool party, like Squirt water gun mania. Fight. Squirt Mania. Like, you get what I'm saying? Water yeah. gun fight. Oh, big water gun fight. And then in the underground sex club, Squirt Mania. That's literally like. Like WWE, it's just mad squirt offs going on. The main card is Miss B Nasty and Jada Fire, nigga.
All right, so this, but that gotta be, you gotta postpone that to like 2025. Where like,
that's a fact.
All
that's
squirts fact. Is fact. Safe. You feel what I'm saying?
We know all squirts. Yeah, exactly. Because you know they niggas gonna come through with the fake card,
mm-hmm.
and they'd be like, "Damn, shorty, I don't even know." Like,
nigga,
you can bring anything
nigga,
fake.
Nigga, she squirting somebody. Ah, nigga, be like, "It burns. Squirt supposed to burn? Squirt."
God, why's the squirt hurt? Is squirt supposed to burn?
It's
a crazy ass
question.
It's
warm.
What
warm.
Is so... What's going on?
Baby girl, you spraying Rona.
You spraying the runs around.
Fanatic said laundering the squirt. That's crazy.
Laundering the squirt is hilarious.
Squirt laundering is wild.
Squirt laundering is fucking nuts. Why you can't launder squirt laundering? What the fuck?
Crazy. What if that's what Poland Spring really doing?
Yo, it's laundering. Yo, they squirt laundering.
Poland Spring
they might
is
be
technically squirt laundering.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That makes so much sense.
Oh my god.
That's fuck every day. But yeah, it's a thing that has become bigger than me, and now like. It's been thrusted upon
you gotta
my
make
hands to be responsible.
You gotta make
definitely, I'm working on that. I'm definitely working on
I,
that.
I got
that's
an idea.
Be...
I got an idea.
Yeah, we can talk about it. We can talk about it.
Like a design idea. Design idea.
I'm fucking with it. I'm down. I'm with it. But what else can we talk about? Oh, speaking of squirting the Rona, we could watch the Draymond Green video of him giving the. So I didn't really watch this video, but apparently everybody's been saying, you know, Draymond
gave,
like... I
didn't expect this from Draymond Green, though. I'm not going to hold you. I was expecting
true.
The worst. I was going to thought he was going to be like...
I thought he was going to be like, fuck it, I hope they die.
Dead ass. No funny shit. I thought he was going to be on my topic. I swear, I'm like, only, I watched it so afraid, like, I don't want to hate this nigga.
He's going to say some crazy shit,
but
ain't
I
he?
I got to watch it to see what he says and give him a fair shot. I was watching, I was like, oh, it's getting better? Oh.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh. All right. All right, bet. So, all right, chat. We're about to watch Draymond's his vid about the vid, like basically his opinion on it, which is like basically our opinion, just you know, with better words and like you know, a nigga that's media trained to saying it. Yep. So
that would be like me telling him, like, yo, your wife is going into labor. How dare you leave this team and not go tend to your wife? For what that could mean for this team, that's something that's personal to him. That's health related, that's, you know, something that's personal to his family. This is no different. This is, you know, we're dealing with something that to me feels like has turned into a political war.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about a vaccination and non-vaccinated, I think it's become very political. And, you know, for someone who's not extremely into politics, when you make something so political and people, not everyone is into politics, then you can also turn those people off,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, you know, I think there is something to be said for people's concern about something that's being pressed so hard. Like, why are you pressing this so hard? Like so much, you're just pressing. I think you have to honor people's feelings and their own personal beliefs. And I think that's been lost when it comes to vaccinated and non-vaccinated. And it kind of sucks that that's been lost because you're essentially not giving anyone, you say we live in a land of the free. Well, you're not giving anyone freedom. Because you're making people do something essentially without necessarily making them. You're making them do something. And that goes against everything that America stands for, or supposedly stands for.
Facts. Talk your shit.
And so I don't think, no, I know I'm not in any position to go tell him what he should or should not be doing. And I, as a leader of this team, I'm not going to go to him and say, hey, man, we really need, no, the hell, you do what you feel you want to do. That has nothing. I'm not going to go and ask him, did he get a polio vaccine? So why would I go ask him if he got a COVID vaccine?
Shout out to Draymond. Bars. So I have a theory about this, man. So I think the NBA is firing back at the media for their shut up and dribble shit. And
yeah.
I think they're realizing that the media is trying to use them to scold and pressure other players to do it. And even if they feel like they should get it, they don't want to do that to other players because of the camaraderie. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't even think that's a theory. I think that's what it is.
I think that's really my. I think that's what's going on. I think they're smart.
It's a frat. It's a frat, bro. It's almost like any type of organization where, like, and I don't want to compare them to police, but I'm sure that these niggas have some type of nigga. We are all players. Like, yeah. Like, if LeBron James came out and said, fuck all the unvaccinated players, that doesn't help the NBA. Mm-hmm. That don't help them at all.
At all.
So in my head, I'm thinking Draymond's trying to go the route that I feel like we've been trying to say, and you know, you're still going to get backlash towards it, where it's like, maybe we should inform those people, like, instead of like using talking points from the media and shit. Because like the media, yeah, they'll inform us, but they're trying to inform us to sway our opinion to a certain side. So like,
keep going.
So you look at like the Republicans and Ted Cruz and these niggas, they're vaccinated, but they're gonna tell you like, oh, you should, it's your body, it's your choice. Like, while Biden and all these niggas is telling you get vaccinated or you're gonna lose everything. So that's like kind of two extremes.
I'll tell you why.
Where's the middle ground?
I'll put it together. I'll tell you why. It goes deeper. I think the owners and the NBA are also pushing back. So they're allowing the players to do this. Because if you think about it, right, it hurts the owners and it hurts the NBA if the politician enforces policies that might make them like have star players that miss out on games. You get what I'm saying? So essentially, your policy is then hurting the pockets. And the owners, who would they side more with? The Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the day, right, we know NBA players are controlled at a certain point. So for them to have this stance, it has to be okay for them to have this stance. You get what I'm saying?
Of course. Okay.
At the end of the day. So I'm putting it together like,
It's a middle ground stance.
It would make sense that this all circles together because it's fucking with the money. These people are about the money. So they're about their bread. So they know, all right, this is going to fuck up the money. Regardless if they vaccinated or not, they're going to push whatever makes them the most money, period. And they don't want their homies, who's those owners, to miss out on money. You get what I'm saying? Just like,
yeah,
you know, the Democrats are owned by the corporates, the Republicans are owned by like those billionaires, and you know what I'm saying? Those people that have money. You feel what I'm saying? And they're trying to make sure the economy goes. So I see how that kind of ties in together, to be honest.
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, I totally agree with you. I just also feel like it's just them. I feel like it's a middle ground type of stance that Draymond has, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it is like a nigga, we have to get paid, like, also. Yeah. So, like, we can't just shun the niggas. Like, it might not be superstars, but it's a lot of like, well, Kyrie is a superstar, in my opinion, but like a lot of the other young niggas, like MPJ and fucking Wiggins. Jonathan Isaac and Wiggins, like, these are all like young niggas that I'm sure the NBA cares about and they want them to be big. But they also want them to follow what they say.
Yeah.
So
I think all of these niggas who have all of these vaccinated players who they asking about the unvaccinated players, They answering these questions the same way they answer questions when niggas ask them about a nigga holding out for money or a nigga contract issues. It's just like, that's not my situation. That's his situation.
Yep. Ask him.
And I ain't even got the grounds to comment on that like that. Because I'm me. Yep. So like, that's really it. Like,
just for some Michael Porter Jr. background, he comes from a very, very religious, like, Mormon.
It's the same thing with Jonathan Isaac, though.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac, and I think Wiggins too.
I think if you look at any of the players who are going against it, they are religious people. Like, Kyrie, like, all of these, even, like, these are religious people that we've had mad conversations about religion. Some of them are, like, OD pilled up by, like, their religion. You get what I'm saying? Like, MPJ,
Michael Porter Jr. is one of them.
He's super confusing me because he's talking about he had it twice. Like, and he's still scared of the adverse effects, which I get. But, like, nigga, you had it twice. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like your body is telling you something. Your body telling you something.
You're skeptical about getting vaccinated?
That I don't know. That's wild. Like,
it is kind of wild.
And, like, that's wild. Like, but at the same time, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, I'm not Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, I'm not Michael Porter Jr. And also, it's like, he got it twice, and then you don't know what his religion is telling him either. You get him?
Yeah, of course. I know he got a pastor and shit. You feel I know, what I'm saying? Like, so these rich niggas, come on, man.
I think that's why I really agree with what Draymond is saying. It's one of those things where even if you agree or disagree, you have to respect that it's a personal decision. And I think that's where it's like, we do want to influence others and have everybody on the same boat, but we do have to look at, all right, if they're pushing back and they're saying for religious reasons or whatever the case may be, then how do we make them comfortable? What are the religious reasons? We're not asking the right questions.
Yeah, we're not asking the right questions. Now it's becoming like, let's just berate you until you do the thing.
At some point, it's like, it's not even about asking the right questions, because if you telling me, all right, if we're having the conversation we're having and you're telling me you're against whatever for religious reasons, and then I ask to elaborate, and I'm from my knowledge, just like you just said, like, nobody understands what is the religious reason.
Right.
And it's like, I don't even think people are fully against what y'all niggas is saying. It's just like, can we have reasoning?
I think what Trey is saying, though, is like, when you think about, like, so celebrities or big people that are religious, most of them that have the money and access usually have, like, a personal, like, team of like, religious people around them that tell them things, that teaching them stuff. So I think he's talking about more, like, they're looking at their circles, like, what should I do? And their circles is probably telling them, like, don't get that shit. It's the mark of the beast, right? All kinds of shit like that. You get what I'm saying? So now it becomes, how can we get to them niggas' circles to tell them?
That's what I'm saying. You feel me? Like, no, Colton is exactly right. Because what I'm saying is this. You're right. Right? But how do you reach them with that? You get what I'm saying? So if you're saying, like, so for example, if somebody says religious reasons and you're like, well, I don't understand your religious reasons, they're going to be like, well, because of the tone, I don't know. Like, you're not going to respect what I have to say. You get what I'm saying? So if you're like, yo, so what are the religious reasons? You get what I'm saying? Teach me what the religious reasons are. Then you're probably more able to reach them. You know what I'm saying? And try to at least bring them towards your side. Because I think that's why I said we're asking the wrong questions. Because, like they said, it's just about it's that person and then it's that team. But if you can reach that person can then make a personal decision. Regardless of what team is, because you reach them in a way their team hasn't. You feel what I'm saying? Because if they can't explain it, that means their team is telling them, like, think about this. There's a bunch of Christians who don't know the Bible. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are like, oh, this is my religious reasons, but they
it's just talking points.
Yes, exactly. So they don't know because this is just a religion they're part of and their religion says no. But they can't point to you exactly where and why. So when you want to ask, you have to ask in that way to be understood and not in a way that you have to explain this to me and make me understand it, because then they're going to say, okay, I don't have to explain my religion to you for you to respect it. I can just say this is my religious reason and you're supposed to respect it. You
feel me? To piggyback off of that.
Well, thank you, Sammy, for the
we also have to realize that the people that are asking them these questions, it's their job. Like, they don't really care if this person, like, because, The Hill, The Guardian, like, these, like, news outlets that get an opportunity to be in these sports rooms, these Republican, the right, I guess you would call them, the right news outlets, they're there to ask the questions so that they look good. So the questions they're going to ask is not, so what are the religious reasons? It's like, you said religious reasoning. Why don't these people over here respect your religious reasoning? Like, trying to start some shit. Like, all the questions are like posed to start some shit, get niggas out of context. Right. Like, and it's their job. Yeah. So,
no, you're so exactly right. And I was going to say, and that makes it even worse to answer Palm's question, because now the onus is on, well, this person didn't make me understand, but they didn't ask them, you know what I'm saying, for the understanding. You feel me? So these niggas not doing their jobs to even get niggas the answers who don't understand the other side.
But maybe one thing I will say against Draymond, because I do agree with his point. The one thing I will say against him, maybe if he went and talked to Wiggins, it would be way better than if the media asked Wiggins, or like the executives asked Wiggins, or like the fucking higher ups put him in an office and tried to explain everything about him. Because again, how many times have we heard situations where, like, superstar players get put in a room with execs, and the execs is like, stop doing this, and they're just like, yo, fuck you. Yeah, like, who the fuck you know my mans. Like, yeah. I don't fuck with you like that. Like, what? So maybe Draymond and them need to, like, maybe, hey, bro, like, let's go to dinner, nigga. Mm-hmm. I know you probably got your religious reasons. I know you probably got your team and shit, but, like, break it down for me. Like, what is it?
Yeah,
like,
my exactly, nigga, like, exactly. But I'm not even gonna hold you. For me, I don't even care. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, if you tell me religious reasons, I'm gonna just respect it. I don't necessarily.
I have to respect it. Yeah, that's you.
I don't even need you to break it down for me. Certain shit, if you tell me, if you say religious reasons, I gotta respect that and back off. You get what I'm saying? Like, because it's just not my place and also not my religion. Now, if a person is Muslim and said, oh, we're not gonna do this because of, you know, Muslim teachers, I'm going to be like, all right, wait, help me understand. You feel me? Because I'm part of that. What teachers? Yeah. You got what I'm saying? Now, it's my job to ask that because I'm part of that and I need to know that. So,
also true. Because I'm sure, because I don't know Draymond, but he seems like a nigga like me where we don't really have a denomination. Like, yeah. We're just, like, in the world, niggas are trying to figure out what's going on. And, like, but he also seems like a nigga like me that respects niggas' religious reason. Like, if you gonna tell me I'm Christian, so I don't do this, or I'm Muslim, so I don't do this,
right?
Okay, I gotta respect it. What the fuck? Like, I'm not gonna, like, nigga, I'm gonna be mad if I try to give you a ham sandwich and you don't want it.
So tell me why you don't eat pork.
You get what I'm saying? But even then, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, even if I, per se, like, I don't really think that that's a valid reasoning. Mm-hmm. That don't mean I could be like, that shit's fucking dumb. These niggas are fucking dumb. Why are they not fucking doing it? That's fucking dumb.
Right.
Let me go on this tirade and talk about why they so stupid for not doing this shit. Like,
it's just not helping. The discourse is just don't help. And I'm glad it's getting to this point, because I think now people are kind of like looking like, all right, maybe this is kind of a dickish way to approach this.
Yeah. They are approaching it like assholes. I mean, nigga, we used to approach it like assholes, and the niggas had to change.
Exactly.
You had to learn, and you had to realize that there's other factors in life. There's other context. There's going to be other people around you. As much as I tell people to be themselves, it's very hard to be yourself when you basically are molded by your surroundings and the people around you and shit sometimes. Yeah. Also, and when you add religion to that, it gets even crazier.
I was going to say this. Also, it shines a light on, like, the fake community. Not fake, but, like, a false sense of community that America tries to in this time, like, the media, this full sense of, oh, we all in this together. We can't all be in something together if you're not going to hear certain groups out that are part of that very same community.
Facts.
That's a very fake community because not everybody is included within the discourse and the discussion. And if they live here, they're not going to feel heard and they're going to be very unhappy with that. So in all senses of this, you get what I'm saying? It shines a light on how we as people need to really start to deal with people.
Yeah, you feel facts. Me?
Like, I think this is a huge time in humanity. If we take this time to really learn this lesson right now, a lot of things might be able to be solved. I'm talking about this race shit.
A lot of shit can get fixed if we kind of figure, again, like, better late than never. Because, like, if you looked at some of our earlier episodes, like, we were completely moving in the dickhead way. Mm-hmm. Like, where it was just like, nigga, you fucking stupid.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? And, like, while that can be true, at what cost? Like, what is that gonna do? Like, is that gonna make this person pick up a book and read? No. Is that gonna make a person want to hear you out? No. So, there's other effective ways that niggas can do this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I hear this all the time from people. And this is coming from a nigga that's vaccinated, guys. Like, fully vaccinated, like, and lost people from the vid and shit. Like, my nigga, like, everyone has their own thought process. Everyone learns in different ways. Everyone does gets their research, which y'all hate, in different ways.
Here's
you gotta give people the grace to actually get that out, to actually go and do those things. You get what I'm saying?
Here's the tidbit for me, from my perspective. It's like, even in this conversation, we can't really talk about adverse effects, right? So if I wanted to get it, I'm not even able to prepare myself health-wise, like doing things that will be able to subvert adverse effects, because we're not even allowed to have the conversation to make me feel comfortable about it. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like, all right, cool. If they say, all right, this might fuck up your kidneys, I got to find the herbs and things like that that'll make sure my kidneys are fine. You feel what I'm saying? And if we can't have those details, how am I going to be able to prepare myself? You get what I'm saying? In a way that I need to be prepared for those things and be able to cover myself. Because, again, it's your own responsibility and you're not going to be able to take it to anybody if there are issues. You get me?
I understand. And that was going to be another part of my point, is that, like, a lot of the people, like, on the vaccinated side, like, a lot of people just say to people when they're like, we're about to do the research, be like, everything you said has been disproven already. And then they just leave it at that. Where's the information? Where's the data that disproves the things that they just said? Like, just give it to them. Like, honestly, and I do get that, like, we also be like, nah, I don't want to be a teacher to everybody. Like, I mean, that's cool. But, like, these are also people that I see y'all say that y'all fuck with, like, a lot of the time. Like, they're faves and shit. And you're not giving your faves the information that you have? Nigga, you really don't care. Like, you're just trying to be right, technically, in this situation right now.
Exactly.
Like, and you're trying to be right, like, agenda-based, which, like, that always... And I do get being upset about it, because, again, my nigga, this is a person that's lost one of my favorite people in the world to the shit. So I am angry at times when I see people acting like they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But me... tell them to suck my dick and they stupid is not going to help them get vaccinated. or to go die. Telling a nigga to go die. That's not going to help, like, somebody want to go get vaccinated. So I don't do those things because, nigga, what the fuck? We're all people and shit. Niggas are trying to get it how they can get it. The fuck?
That's it. All right. So, guys, I had a very good discussion recently on Ben Simmons.
Nice.
So... he put it to me like this. He said, look at, what was it, 2019 or 2020, when they lost that playoffs and they asked Doc and Joel about Ben Simmons and they made those comments. He said, think about that year, bro. He said, at that point, they broke that code of brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
He said, really think about it. Think about it from Ben Simmons' perspective. Think about that. They broke that code of brotherhood. Now, he was like, they may be at fault for before that not holding him accountable, but you don't hold him accountable first in front of the cameras.
You talking about getting when they got spanked in the bubble?
I don't remember when it got spanked in the bubble, but
Wait, explain that. Wait, say that again.
So remember the year Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid first made the comments about Ben Simmons? What was it, 2019 or the 2020 playoffs?
Doc only been there for
2 years, I think, or 1 year.
1 year.
All right, so it had to be the year before. Doc or whoever. Who was the coach in before when they were talking about Ben Simmons shooting? This wasn't the first.
It was Brent Brown.
This wasn't the. Remember, this wasn't
yeah.
the first
it time. It wasn't the first time. Yeah, it wasn't.
Spoken about Ben Simmons shooting issues in front of media.
Yeah.
Or alluded to it. You get what I'm saying?
It was Brent Brown.
And it was a coach, and including Doc, right? So he was like, yo, bro, they broke that code of brotherhood a minute ago. So you got to understand, like, at this point, and them speaking out again like this, and for him to be getting the energy from Philly, yo, bro, he's not going back there. Like, he's not going back there. And he was like, and it made me think of what you said, Palm, when he was like, yo, you said he was being petty by not shooting because he's like, yo, fuck this team. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, you got to think about it. Like, your man is right, son. Like, they kind of fucked Ben. So they were kind of talking shit about Ben Simmons for years. And then now it's come to like a head, and
Ben Simmons did make them get rid of Jimmy. And I think that was the beginning of the petty.
It went from being like one of them early LeBron talking points to like he needs to get a jumper and he's that guy and da 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 to like it literally being like criticism and niggas complaining about him not shooting. And then for three summers straight, we've watched him shoot in fucking open gyms like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, niggas can't tell me he's shooting in them open gyms because there's nobody
that
there.
That nigga Joel Embiid said.
That nigga.
I see him shooting and like the video.
He said, we see it.
We see him shooting and we need that in the playoffs. You see him shooting in the video.
I mean, also, like, but Ben Simmons, maybe when he got rid of Jimmy, that was the beginning of the petty, to be honest. When he was like, yo, y'all gonna have to get Jimmy out of here so I can get more touches for you to not shoot more. For you to not shoot more. Which is, that's a part of it that I'm just looking like, What are you doing over there?
The thing about, to me personally, about him is that I don't feel like I'm not one of the people who feels like he needs to shoot.
I don't think he needs to shoot either. I don't.
He gets to the rack at will.
At will. He does what he wants.
He is an elite playmaker. You can't.
Like, and a great defender. So
you can't sag off of him just because he doesn't shoot, because you're letting him get an open view of the floor to just be a magician.
Yep.
Like, I just feel like
he don't fuck with these niggas.
The free throw shooting is the only thing I feel like really fucks with his head.
Yeah. That fucks with, I mean, we see a lot of people have
it. But yeah, it fucks with everybody.
It's a huge mental issue, and NBA players are very open about that. Like, that's a thing. Everybody knows.
But you can get over that hump also.
I believe he can get over that hump. In high school, like, it was a certain period where, like, I couldn't make free throws. Like, and
that shit
it
fucks with you.
A mental thing. 100%.
That shit, of course, is a mental thing. 100%.
Because after I said, you know what? I'm just going to shoot this bitch. If it go in, it go in. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
and it started going in more, don't it?
It just started going in. I was, because before I was at the line, I was like, all right, elbow, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in my head, that's what I'm doing. Like, fuck, what the fuck? And then I shoot. By the second one, I'm frustrated. And I'm just like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to miss it anyway. And then I just go get the rebound, put it back up, score. And it was like, but if you just would have calmed down, like, you know?
Yeah, you could have made that shit.
You could have made them shits, my nigga. It is a thing.
But Ben is definitely being petty. He's being petty. I definitely feel like he has improved.
He hasn't showed up to training camp, right?
No.
He's going to report a fake injury. Guarantee it.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Kwame Brown said that earlier. Kwame Brown said, I ain't telling you that you should fake an injury. What I'm saying is, sometimes doctors are on your side. Sometimes doctors are on your side. Find a good doctor. I was like, oh shit.
Yo, shit. He is gonna do it, bro. He's gonna do it.
That's the only way he's gonna get his check, man. Fake injury.
Yeah, because if he don't play, if they don't, because they gotta find a spot for him, bro. They got to find a spot for him. That's crazy, son.
Anyways,
anyways.
Nah, nothing else on Ben, but I do have one of the greatest sports events that could possibly happen.
Don't say Squirt Mania again.
No. Click the video. We know what the real event, what the real sport event of the year is.
Oh yes, I can't wait for this.
If this happens,
it's time for the Mike Tyson Dr. Umar 5 rounds. It's time for Mike Tyson and Dr. Umar 5 rounds.
Hold on. This
it's
is
time for Mike Tyson and Dr. Umar 5 rounds. It's time for Mike Tyson and Dr. Umar 5 rounds. It's time for Mike Tyson and Dr. Umar 5 rounds. Somebody get Bernard Hopkins on the phone. Somebody get Bernard Hopkins on the phone. Somebody get Bernard Hopkins on the phone. Somebody get Floyd Mayweather on the phone. Let's do it. 5 rounds. Mike Tyson, Prince of Pan-Africanism, FDMG. I'm ready to train. Let's go, Nardi. Let's go, Floyd. Let's go, Nardi. Let's go, Floyd. Let's go, Nardi. Let's go, Floyd. I got a height advantage. I got a reach advantage. I got a height advantage. I got a reach advantage. Philadelphia, is you with me? Pennsylvania, is you with me? Black conscious community, is you with me? 5 rounds, Mike Tyson and the notorious RBG to raise money for the FDMG. What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Mad acronyms just now.
What we gonna do?
What we gonna do?
You the big homie.
That's the big homie. The big homie. That's the big homie.
Yo, why is he always outside?
Yo, because he be in the hood, son. He be in the hood. That's what
you didn't hear us say, big homie.
Nigga be in the streets, son.
Nah, this is what happened, though. Freddie Gibbs asked Mike Tyson if he knew who Dr. Umar was because they were sitting there talking and joking about, like, attractive white women. So Freddie Gibbs was like, yo, don't let Dr. Umar hear this. And Mike Tyson was like, who's Dr. Umar? Who does he think he is to say that? I have problems with interracial relationships. Who is he to say that?
Mike Tyson is, like, such a chaotic cancer nigga. As a cancer nigga, like, Mike Tyson is probably, like, how I'll end up being when I'm, like, 50-something and smoking weed, son. Like, that nigga is mad funny. Did you see, like, with the Freddie Gibbs shit, did you see when he was showing his nigga Uncle Luke and them getting their dicks sucked on stage? This nigga just goes out of nowhere. I admire these guys so much. Oh, my God. These are my big homies. I was like, yo, son, Mike Tyson is a nasty nigga, son. But that's my guy. That's my guy, though.
All the unks from like the 80s and the 70s, disgusting.
Disgusting, bro. Yeah. Fucking gross niggas. Gross son. Niggas, bro. The grossest niggas. It's crazy because, like, I have.
Them niggas drink squirt out of cups. Out of, yo, like, shit.
Y'all didn't see those freak nick pictures for them to have them shits in those black boy. And whites and Polaroids? Them niggas is disgusting.
I feel like both of y'all met my brazy uncle from the 80s, nigga. I feel like both of y'all met this nigga. I know Palm has been around while this nigga just comes into the room and tells, like, a crazy ass sex story, like, out of nowhere, and then just dips, nigga. And I'm just like, nigga, why did you come in here and just say this? Like, nigga would just come into my room and be like, look at this, boy. Just start a video, like, some crazy shit. Like, what are you doing? Yo, last night, bitch was wildin'. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of my room, nigga. Like, what are you doing? Nasty old niggas, son.
Son, I used to play video games
for no advice.
Because he used to have all the consoles. I go over there every single time. He'd be like, yo, don't touch my booty movies, man.
Nigga.
I'm here to play Nintendo, bro.
I'm playing games, bro.
Like you were saying, Smith, like, when you see them freak nick pictures, that's how you know them niggas is really nasty.
They was really, because it's not they like was, they was just like taking a picture with ass. They was like really, like, eye to vagina, like, holding it open, like, look, y'all.
I seen a picture today, nigga holding a booty hole open, and, like, the camera was, like, in the booty hole, and the nigga was, like, on top of the booty while the whole booty hole showing. And I'm just like, honestly, imagine someone trying to do that now. Like, they would get shamed crazy. Yo, they would. Out in the sidewalk, in the Miami sidewalk, just spreading booty holes. Atlanta. Atlanta sidewalk, spreading booty hole, your face hold there.
Booty hole out and like four hands on it.
Four hands on the ass also, which is crazy.
Multiple dudes, like just trying.
Multiple guys just grabbing ass.
It's like, one in the picture trying to reach. Like, come on. It's a lot of y'all. It's a lot of y'all. Y'all got to relax.
That shit crazy. That shit crazy.
That shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. Niggas used to watch BET Uncut back in the day. Them old niggas nasty, man.
Yeah, nigga, them tip drill niggas.
Nasty.
All the Uncle Luke niggas. Uncle Luke niggas as well.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Nasty.
I know about all of it because I watched it. But like, them niggas is nasty.
Nasty.
I had to look up the research. I had to see what these old niggas were doing.
They had to make phone calls. Nasty niggas. Nasty. Disgusting.
That shit is crazy. Niggas was paging niggas. Like, you had to get a page and then that nigga probably had to find a payphone to call somebody, son. To be like, what we doing, nigga? Yo, free Nick this weekend, nigga. We about to grab mad ass.
Map quested
is crazy. Oh, fuck, son.
Oh, man. Y'all got any final hates?
I'm trying to think. My final hate goes to Nutter Butter.
What's Nutter Butter?
The cakes and candies shit. The cake, the cookies.
Oh, for
look,
real?
Look at this tweet. Look at this tweet that they said. This is fucking nuts. Why would they say this? Why would they say that?
Get this out of here. Get this out of here. Get this off my screen.
That's my final hate goes to that fucking tweet. Absolutely not.
It's a bad tweet.
Absolutely not. That's a bad tweet.
That's a bad tweet, man.
That's a bad tweet.
That's a bad tweet.
First of all, why the hell did they name that shit Nutter Butter? Defund them niggas.
Son, like, as you know what's crazy? Like, them shits is alright, man. You just can't really eat them because of the name. You can't go in the store and order those because there's people in the store.
That tweet pissed me off. I don't even, why would they do that? Why would y'all do that? That's a terrible tweet, man.
You can't go in Mad World store like, yo, Poppy, let me get another butter, man. There's mad people in the store. You going, son. Yo, what you ordered?
You know what's crazy is even like you going and getting one and put it on the counter, if the nigga repeat it and say it out loud, you look crazy. All you getting is another butter?
And you know the person behind the store don't never know, behind the counter never know what the price it is. Yo.
How much is another butter?
How much is another butter? You like, come on, my nigga.
Come on, dog. It's for my wife. Just say that out loud. Look, yeah, at
you remember like home. You remember like the school parties they used to give them out.
The hell no, I never took them shits.
Nobody ever took them shits.
Bro. Niggas left them shits. Fuck that shit. Even if a nigga eating it, crazy. What are you doing, son?
Boy, put that away.
Put that away. Got me dead. Put that shit away.
Eat that when you get home. Put it in your book bag, son. Your front pocket, son.
And then, you know, it was a trick question when a nigga would be like, yo, you want the Nutter Butter? He'd be like, yo, wait, what you mean
what
by
you
that?
Mean, son? Or remember the Mr. Good Balls? Names really mess up certain candies because Mr. Good Balls, they, another eye? Sure. You just can't be like, y'all want a Mr. Good Ball. Like, no. It don't feel good to say that.
Let me get a Mr. GB, man.
There's a couple. Nigga,
it's like Five Guys, nigga. I just
Five
be like,
Guys,
yo.
Another one.
I'll be like, yo, you know what I need? I need the burgers and fries, nigga. I need burgers and fries.
Back then, I had to really be in a mood for it to where I'm like, I don't care what nobody say. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
It's
facts.
Like, bro, can we change the name? Like, bro, meets and greets? Nah, that's too crazy.
Yo, like, what I look like going in Arby's and be like, let me get the Meat Mountain, dog.
Yo, Arby's holes. Menu is weird.
Let me get the Meat Mountain. It's fucking nuts.
We have the meats as your slogan?
We have the meats being the slogan.
It's crazy. Like, yo, I don't know what you're trying to do. You're trying to entice or threaten me, bro. Like, what is the slogan supposed to mean, bro?
Fuck, man. Sex sells, man. That's all I gotta say.
Terminology is everything nowadays, man. You gotta be right. I'm not buying no Mr. Good Balls or Nutter Butters, man. I gotta like sneak one of them off the candy table when niggas ain't looking.
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Niggas know, man. Niggas know.
But yeah, Paul, any final hate?
My final hate final hate is for my final hate is for like Poppy in the corner store. Mm-hmm. Like, why you don't make my sandwiches correctly?
Like, I'm starting to think it's racism.
Yeah, like I thought you it's because I don't speak Spanish.
No, because fuck you, that's why. Like, sometimes they just look you in your eyeball and just do your order wrong. Like,
and just be like, yeah, like, you know what?
I hear everything and be like, okay.
The first shit, the worst shit, though, is when they ask, yo, papi, you say salt, pepper,
yeah, vinegar? Yeah, deadass.
I got you, papi, I got you.
Hey, don't put none of that shit.
Don't put none of that shit on there. Like, why'd you ask me to, what the fuck?
I went to get a big egg and cheese. And I came back and I had a BLT.
Well, how does that even happen?
I've heard that happen mad times.
That's so hilarious.
It's happened to me at least 3 times in my life, bro.
I'm thinking like,
that's how I first tried a BLT.
I go back to the store. I'm like, yo, I said, bacon and how's this a BLT? He's like, oh, my bad, Bobby, that's not me. I made a bacon and cheese. I sent it to the front. I don't know.
he gave you sandwich to somebody now. Else.
He makes my sandwich now. Get handed to me directly. So I'm like, fuck, I'm supposed to do with this BLT. He's like, I don't know. Keep it.
Keep it. Dead ass. Nigga, eat a BLT. Nigga. That's how, delicious.
That's funny because that's dead ass how the first time I tried a BLT. I went to get a bacon, egg, and cheese. They gave me the BLT. And I was like, yo, I asked for bacon, egg, and cheese. So they was like, yo, just keep the BLT. Well, we can't take it back. Like,
yeah,
we're just gonna give you the bacon, egg, and cheese. So I had it. I was like, oh, this type fire. I started getting
this shit is all right. I'm gonna start fucking with a BLT every now and again.
Type BLT, but the nigga kind of forced my hand. Like, yeah.
But niggas want the bacon, egg, and cheese, man.
Now you got two, man.
Fuck is this nigga doing?
Dead ass. My final hate is for the niggas that still don't know how to use like the bus and shit, right? Like, the shit is hands free now. Niggas be like, oh, the Metro card changed, my nigga. Hands free.
It's hands-free now. Hands-free. You can literally swipe your phone next to the shit.
It was so funny, son. I went to the Ave to pick up some oil. So I was like, you know, I'm going to just take the bus back. So this lady was just holding this shit up. So I just, like, went, boop, walked right by and sat down. I went so quick, the bus driver was like, hey, I need you to pay. I was like, bro. He was like, oh, you're right. It is supposed to be just like that. This is not how it's supposed to be.
I'm dead. This is not how it's supposed to be. You got me dead. Yeah, I was telling older people. I'll be telling all the older people, man, you might as well just find that young person in your family and have them set up all your cards on all that shit so you never have to worry about getting a Metro card again because they charge you for a new Metro card regardless now. So, nigga, that beep, nigga, was the greatest shit. I remember it was a lady, like just like what you're saying, it was a lady, like, going rummaging through her purse. I hit the beep and walked past her. The bus driver looked at me and took his hat off, nigga. Like, tipped his hat towards me. Like, on some, like, my good sir type shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, nigga. Because, yes. Set your shit up, people.
Set it up. It's right. Hold it down, y'all. Hold it down. But, yeah, that's my final hate, man. I don't got no more. Yo, thank y'all for coming to kick it, man. Appreciate you.
Facts.
Man.
The family.
Friday and shit. You mean? We macking, we chilling, we hanging, and we out of here. Hey, Chant.
Hey, Chant.
Hey, 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 hey